Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Children's. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I'm telling you, I am up and ready to rock and roll today. So I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And our 2 to 3 this afternoon is The Brighter Side of Recovery. And don't be afraid by that name. It's really about waking up to anything that you're waking up to in life. I mean, we all go through life. Life happens to all of us. And we're so glad that you're here. How are you, Jennifer? We missed you.
I know. I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be back. It seems like I've been gone forever.
But yeah, that's because you're so rested.
I did. I had a great vacation with my family. It was very restful. Beach every day. Nothing crazy, just very restful. So I'm grateful to be back today and excited to talk to everybody.
I know. And a big shout out to your kids. And actually, I think my kids are going to head down there. It's early right now, but...
To the mud run. They're so excited.
In Lake Peru, right?
Yes. Yeah. I sent them there this morning with my husband and I came here and we'll see how it works out.
There you go. I know. How much fun is that? We gave away some tickets to that. And again, thank you, Matthew Shuey, for putting that on. And of course, the whole Kusher,
Yes.
Yeah. There's
a series of different events. Exactly. Yeah, so. And mud runs are really fun, especially my kids were so excited to be heading out there.
Yeah, you can't be like a clean freak or anything doing those, I don't think.
No.
Anyways.
I'm hoping it's clean mud.
Okay,
and they can
Jennifer.
Wash off before they come in my house.
Yeah, there you go. You have to have that, the hose or the shower outside. Do you have one of those?
No, but I'm really bad. I'll say, oh, just jump in the pool.
Oh, you
I know.
Oh, God, I love it. All right. Well, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I know that you have lots of choices out there. And we're so glad that you're sharing this time with us right here in your home, in your car, wherever you are. And Tom, how's everything going with you?
Everything's great over here. Kim, we have some excellent prizes as always.
Yeah, we sure do. And of course, today is Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And we want you to get out there and tomorrow. And if you haven't already got your VIP tickets, let me tell you, you are going to want to get some. Also, I want to make sure that everybody knows Sunday, September 6th from 11 to 4, we've got the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. We are like hooked up in every. I mean, you just roll from the fairgrounds to this, and I mean, there's just so many things going
on. So many great things to finish up the summer with, which
is
really great.
Oh, the end of the summer.
I know. I love a change, so I'm back to it.
There you go. I'm going to start a little bit of a good morning motivation and ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Some of us stay on that same wrong road, and you kind of just really need to ask yourself, am I am I moving towards my dreams? Am I moving towards, wait, don't leave, Jennifer. No,
I'm just kidding. Right.
No, you know, but I mean, we really need to ask that, because sometimes we're going in the wrong direction. It's just out of habit. And we really need to just change that direction and make sure that, just take a moment and a self-inventory. So anyways, I do want
to
tell,
especially back to that, I'm sorry, if your life is so busy, if you're doing something, not your job, obviously we all have to go to our jobs, but if you have an activity or something that you're doing that no longer fulfills you, it's okay to stop and start something new.
Totally.
And same with friendships. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, but everything comes into your life for a reason, and you need
to. And friends are for seasons and reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I totally get that. Anyways, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to give out some big, important things here. Our phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number. We're different than all the other shows. That is the number to call, and let's start off with, Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Great dinners, I'll tell you. Go to these restaurants. They're incredible. Paul Martin's, a $25 gift certificate, $25 for the Lure Fish House. Also, BJ's Restaurant, great place for the family, $25. Famous Dave's Barbecue, $25. And at the Lazy Dog Cafe, yeah, you can bring the pooch, $25. We also have Midtown Cafe, free kids meal at The Habit, and Pete's Breakfast House, too. All of those great places to eat. Today and tomorrow, we talk about it. We'll have a guest on later. Wings Over Camrio Air Show. We'll have admission tickets on August 27th in Thousand Oaks, 4th Annual Brew Fest, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. That's 4 to 8 o'clock on August 27th. In September, September 6th, it's the 7th Annual Camrio Chili Cook-Off, a great way to spend Labor Day if you're staying in town, 11 to 4 o'clock for that event. September 18th through the 20th, the big California Beer Festival is happening at Mission Park in Ventura. And finally, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, the big band, yes, the Beach Boys are coming to town. Those are some of the prizes.
There you go. Lots of things that we're going to give away. And let's just start off right now. Pete's Breakfast House, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All we need you to do is leave us your name and your number and what gift you're calling about so that we can get right back to you and be able to get that to you. Again, 805-419-0008. Our first guest this morning is Emily Ann Rigel. Is that correct? Okay. And we're going to be talking about her book, Flawed, How to Stop Hating on Yourself. I love this book.
I love this book.
Yeah. And I mean, really, we are our worst enemies at times. And we're going to be talking about others and things that make you who you are. Also joining us is Frank Lopez, and he's going to be talking about Wings Over Camarillo Air Show going on this weekend. We've got lots of stuff we're going to be talking about. And again, I do want you to call in. We have been topping our numbers, and we want to hear from every one of you. We've had so many new callers, and we're so excited to be a part of it. We want to thank you for making us a favorite last year and again this year of Ventura. And I do want to remind you, if you have a business or an event that's going on, we want to hear from you. If you need help promoting it or sharing it on our radio show, we would love to do that. So again, let's bring our first guest on, Emily Ann Rigel, and her book is Flawed. Emily, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
You're so welcome, and thank you for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and is this your first book?
It is my first book. I'm a 21-year-old college student, so it's definitely my first.
You know, I love
great.
That. So it's like, it's my turn, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm so excited about this book. I was fortunate enough to work with Jeannie Demers, my wonderful co-author and the illustrator of the book. And I was actually bullied when I was in elementary school so badly that I ended up switching schools. And when I did switch schools, I became the bully myself because I was so down about, you know, how I was feeling about myself after having been the victim of bullying for a couple years. And it wasn't until I really had great, supportive, wonderful friends that I started to feel good about myself. And I wanted suddenly other people to feel the same way. It was definitely like an aha moment. And so when I was in high school, I started WeStopHate.org, which raises self-esteem in teens as a way to combat bullying. Because those who feel good about themselves don't put others down, and they don't put themselves down. And it's definitely a very positive, proactive solution to bullying.
Wow, I love that. I mean, you know, there's so much of this going on now, and I love that you made it a passion of yours to help other people, because sometimes it really does drain you. It does takes everything from you. Like you said you had to change schools.
I did. I really did. And so, you know, now that I've fortunately gotten out of this vicious bullying cycle, I really realized how important it is that we feel good about ourselves. And then, you know, in turn, that will stop bullying. But really, the root of it is self-esteem. And that's what Flawed addresses for young people.
I love when I was going through your book before the show and how you have the different things like, I love to stay in my pajamas 85% of the time. And that's like, you know, listing your flaws. I overthink things, and that's my flaw, and that's okay. I mean, it's so true. And even I love that you're only 21, because this is definitely a book that speaks to everyone. But I think it's written in a way that teens and young people can really relate to it. It's sort of quick and easy, to the point, and is in a language that I think all young people can understand and relate to. But even as an adult, my age, I'm 44, and I'll be like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have said that. That was totally weird that I said that, or I shouldn't admit that I remember those kinds of things. You know, you always are second guessing yourself, no matter what age you are.
Oh, thank you so much. I couldn't agree with you more. My mom read the manuscript, and she came running into my room, and she goes, Emily-Ann, I learned so much. It really is a book for everyone, but as you're saying, it's lessons from teens to the world. And teenagers have this very humorous and comical way of saying things that's yet so insightful and poignant. And, you know, this book is peppered with teen quotes from the teen-made WeStopHate.org videos, which WeStopHate is the 27th most subscribed YouTube nonprofit channel of all time. So it really resonates with teens. On the videos are for teens, by teens, and they had such a good response that Penguin was like, we need to do a book. We need to do a guide based on these videos. And so Flawed came out of these really successful teen videos. And it is. It's a fun book. It has over 175 illustrations. Seeing the color every time I flip through it gets me so excited. It really is a fun book.
I'm looking at it, and I have preteens, right? I have a 13-year-old, so he's just got into that teenage life. And I'm thinking that's a great book just to have on my coffee table for kids to look through throughout, saying, here, read this, because you might get yourself in the situation at some point, just to have out there as a talking point.
Great point, Jennifer. Well, yeah. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Emily-Ann Regal. We're talking about her book, Flawed, How to Stop Hating on Yourself, Others, and the Things That Make You Who You Are. Emily, you said you had a 21-year-old. Did your 21-year-old go through any of this?
Oh, no, I'm the 21-year-old.
Oh!
I know, isn't that crazy?
Oh, I love that. I'm sorry I didn't get that.
No, it's okay.
Love that. How inspirational. Okay,
thank
I was
you.
Thinking it was your mom, and that, okay.
So,
very
Emily,
cool.
Going back to the flaws, I'm so sorry, but I just love that part of the book. What is a tip that you can tell teens how they can celebrate their flaws?
Totally. Well, I think it's really important to remember, and this is one of the key messages in the book, the idea that we live in a culture and a society that bullies us into believing that we're not good enough. And yet, not only are we good enough, but we're plenty good enough. And we're good enough and ready enough and important enough, just as we are now, to make a positive difference in the world. So this book starts with who am I? And it really explores, you know, self-exploration and try to unravel the layers within you. But then it ends with this positive message about how when we compliment others and we're good to other people and encourage other people, we lift ourselves up as well, and we can make a positive difference in the world just as we are.
Oh my God, I love you, Emily. Right. You know what? Now tell me about your parents, because I have four children, and I remember my girls had a really hard time. Girls can be really mean to each other, and then my boys had a hard time in a different way. I mean, it really is gender difference, you know? And girls are like, if you're cute, skinny, or any of those things, they don't like you. And if you're not, they don't like either. So, you know, but did your parents empower you to be who you are?
Yeah, I mean, my parents have always been so loving and so supportive. When I was bullied, I was overweight in elementary school, and so I got picked on a lot. People would say, you know, you're so fat or you're so ugly, and I was so ashamed about it that I actually didn't tell my parents. And so one of the things now, you know, in looking back, I so wish I had had the courage to not be ashamed about what was going on, but be open about it. And, you know, I hope that flawed, just as you're saying, can sit on the coffee table or, you know, sit by the TV and be something that would hopefully open the conversation to having conversations if, you know, your child or your grandchild or your, you know, someone in your life who's a young person is going through something difficult. It really can spark a conversation. And the other thing is parents often ask me, you know, what is it that I can do for my child or my teen to make them feel better about themselves? And my number one piece of advice is to model great self-esteem behaviors. Actions certainly speak louder than words. And so if you look in the mirror and, you know, you say, oh, well, I don't like my hips or I don't like my hair, young people soak that up like a sponge. And it's important to figure out for yourself how you can develop great habits, because self-esteem isn't something that, you know, you deal with in life just magically. It's only dealt with when you deal with it. So Flawed is the type of book that is for people of all ages. And, you know, as a parent, you can get this book and read it and then give it to your teen or your child and they can read it and you can talk about it and you can all benefit from it.
I love it. You know what, Emily, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break and we'll be right back. Will you be with us?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's do a giveaway right now. And I've got a couple pairs of tickets right now to the August 27th, Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brew Fest, and that's presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. That's 4 to 8. It's kind of a happy hour, and we'd love to give those out right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I know you wanted to do a little shout-out.
I do. You know, fall is in the air, and I want to remind everybody that the Somas Nut House is always open full-time throughout the year to collect gifts and also to have treats around your house. Check them out. They're located in Somas. They're family owned. They've been around forever. They have gifts. They can be shipped anywhere around the country. And check out their website. It's somasnuthouse.com, and they're located on East LA Avenue. There's dried fruits, gift baskets, and so much more. And you definitely want to check them out for any of your holiday needs coming up.
So good over there. I love it. Anyways, all right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number again, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We want to hear from all of you out there. And again, we'll be right back.
You know, the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life at the Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You know what? I've been going to The Habit, and I'm telling you, oh my God, they've got the best. You turned me on to those green beans, and now I'm like,
they're so great.
Oh my God, and they're not that fattening.
They're not the 250 calories, and it's kind of like,
do you even know how much they are?
I do, because I love them. Oh, I don't know why. You know, counting calories works really well for me because I think I'm an overeater.
You know what? Well, somebody was just telling me, count calories. I'm like, that's what Jennifer does. So
you know, that's what people say is the best way to do.
Yeah. How many, like 1,000 a day or something like that?
I feel like I'm a tall person, so I can
get a little more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I should probably have only 1,000. Anyways, I want to give away a couple gift certificates to The Habit right now. I'm telling you, oh my God, I even got my husband hooked on it too. Anyways, give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Leave us your name and your number. And we want everybody's calls out there. And just tell us that you want to go to The Habit. So we'll get somebody out there to call you. All right. We are talking with Emily Ann Regal, and I'm so impressed by this. She's actually 21 years old. I didn't even realize that when we were just starting our conversation. But I love that that you found love in your heart, really, after, you know, really getting rid of that negative talk, and now you're sharing it with so many people.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a dream come true writing this book and being able to share it with so many people and get it into the hands of those who need it.
So, Emily, I have a question for you. Now, there's always that concept of the mean girl, the mean boy. So I think let's go with the mean girl. How do you tell a young girl how to deal with the mean girls that they meet in life? Because we all know that they exist, and we all know that there's no rhyme or reason as to how they decide you're going to be their target and you're going to be the person that they are mean to. So what can you do to avoid these people, or how do you deal in those situations?
That's a great question. I would say that online, because cyberbullying, especially in these situations, is a really big part of it. In high school, I was part of a campaign called Delete Digital Drama, and the idea was, if someone on your social media feed on like Twitter or Instagram or Facebook is saying something mean, you know, unfriend the person, or, you know, unfollow the account on Twitter, or delete the comment, you know, really disengage from it online rather than responding and making it a bigger deal. I think the more you can just block it out and focus on the good things, whether it's good posts or good people in your life, the better off you'll be.
Wow, I love that.
I do too. And you know, the digital drama, like you said, that's a great word, because it is so huge. I mean, I couldn't imagine being a teenager at this time with all of this.
No, definitely. And now, you know, I'm not sure if you cover this in your book, but do you cover sexting?
We don't cover that.
Okay.
We don't cover that like specifically.
Right.
The book really is, it's such a general, in terms of like, it really is like the foundation, I would say. And so it's not, you know, we don't have a ton of fluff. We don't have like a ton of words, as you can see. It really is getting to the base and the foundation of what we can all do to feel good in like the very, in an overall sense.
And now, you know, I'm looking through your book, and did you interview different people and, you know, get their perspective on life?
We did. So I actually created a YouTube channel in high school called We Stop Hate, and it's in the top 30 most subscribed YouTube nonprofit channels of all time. We have over 1 million video views from 100 plus teen-made videos. And so these videos are what inspired this book. The voices, you know, and the stories that the teens shared for teens, by teens, were really what got, you know, Penguin Random House interested in doing this book. And so much momentum behind the book and the stories, because we've gotten such good feedback from young people about how much they love these videos. And so all the quotes that you see peppered throughout the book are from these very popular WeStopHate.org videos.
Emily, I want to read, I just turned to one page, and this just makes so much sense. And I really, it's almost like I want to share it with my adults out there. I mean, really, we should all live like this. If you live your life as if no one is watching, then you're actually who you are, and you know what? You're awesome. I mean, that's by a 19-year-old. That's awesome.
Okay, but now, I hate to be the devil's advocate in this, but now, Emily, how do kids learn to ride that fine line of, yes, embrace your flaws, but don't set yourself up to be made fun of? Because I think that there's, you know, yeah, you can have like these weird little quirky things, but sometimes when you show those quirky personality traits, you are setting yourself up.
So is that what you're talking about, the key traps here? Is that something you mentioned, Emily?
It is. There definitely are a bunch of traps, and I think it's really important to understand that we all are influencers, and we all have people whose lives we touch, and this means that we have a sphere of influence. So how are you using that sphere of influence? And if you find yourself using your power of influence in like negative ways, like gossiping or stereotyping or thinking you're better than other people, then it's time to kind of change what you're doing, because influence is power and we need to use it responsibly.
I have a friend, and you know, we all have friends that
you have friends.
I have friends.
Just kidding.
We all have friends that do things that we like and whatnot, but I do have this one girlfriend, and if somebody starts talking about somebody, and she's not a
oh, you talked about,
you know,
it before,
she's,
yeah,
she's the person that she will say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm friends with that person and I don't want to talk
about
them.
I love that. And I do the same thing.
I find that to be so amazing that she can stand up to people, and it doesn't matter who it is. And if you looked at her, you wouldn't think that that's what she's capable of doing. And she does it all the time. And I always will say to her, I'm so
admired by
admired.
You. Yeah,
I
yeah.
so admire that trait in you.
Yeah, I love that. How has this book and your journey changed you?
Cool question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that working with other teens all across the country who have also been so passionate about raising self-esteem as a way to combat bullying has really made my life so much brighter and fuller. We had a teen named Jillian who is from West Virginia, and she started a We Stop Hate club in her high school, and it totally changed the lives of the kids involved in the club, because the kids who joined the We Stop Hate club were looking for friends. They were looking for a safe space in school. And I got so many emails from them saying how all their friends in high school came from the We Stop Hate club. And things like that, just like my heart explodes. And so it really has helped me to see that, you know, if we're passionate, we can make a difference, even if we're one person. Obviously, I didn't do this alone, and I couldn't have done it alone, but I, you know, started it by myself, and people came together. And I think all of us, you know, hearing this, we can all do something, even if, you know, we can start that change.
I love it. I want to be a part of this, too. I want you to share this on my show again and again, because not only do I think that it starts with our children, is as we get older, that's why we're at war. If we could just love each other and accept our differences, and that's really what this is all about, is how to stop hating on yourself, others, and the things that make you who you are. We all are enough. And that's really what my show is about, is really just concentrating on all of our gifts. And Emily, what is the gift? I mean, obviously, you've written this book. You started WeStopHate.org. What's your gift? What is your gift that you feel that your purpose is in this life?
Oh, my gosh. I would say just spreading positivity and helping people feel valued is definitely something that I would like to think I can bring to the table, because I'm so passionate about people, you know, understanding their value. And again, as I said, knowing that we're plenty good enough just as we are, and being afraid to be, you know, not being afraid to be vulnerable. I often share a lot of my failures just because, you know, I've had so much success and I'm so lucky about that. But I've also had plenty of failures. And, you know, by opening up about that, I think it kind of opens the door for other people to do that, to do the same thing, and to feel like they're allowed to fail.
I love that.
So,
permission,
yeah,
permission to fail. You know, what I love about what you're doing is, you know, and really, this is what I really love about our show, is that when we get people on our show and they're talking about their journey, it, you know, it probably was such an uncomfortable feeling going through it, but look where you are today. And if we all follow our journeys all the way to the end, there's usually a surprise and a great feeling at the end. And so really my word to everybody is never give up. Never give up, because it's right around the corner. And if you believe in yourself, others will believe in you.
It's so true. And I also love, Emily, in your the flaws, it says, I don't have a hobby. You know, sometimes your journey isn't you're great at this and you're going to continue to go to the steps and get better and better at it. Sometimes it's just your journey is just having a good life and being a good person. And that's okay too. It doesn't have to fit inside the box of a typical journey of doing something.
It's a process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Emily,
really
leave us with one thing that we can share with all the teams, with all the teens of really just celebrating their flaws.
Yeah. I think, you know, I heard a quote recently that said, your mess is your message.
Ooh.
And so I think, yeah, knowing that, like, what you're going through is something that you have in a good way, you know, as you were just saying, you know, I was able to combat all this negativity with positivity in it. My life is, you know, infinitely better because of it. So your mess is your message, and we can really learn a lot from our struggle.
Oh, my God. I love that. I'm going to post that. And if you could share our show, I'm serious. I really would love to share your book with lots of people. And I love that you took it upon yourself. And, you know, obviously, you know, it takes a team and that's what it's all about. But in my new saying that I love, it takes a team to make a dream. And you made a dream out of what you're going through in your life. And we're so glad that you've been a part of our show. And will you stay in touch with us and keep sharing?
Please, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, and you know what? I really want to just say to you, and I'm sure you've heard so many people say this, but keep doing what you're doing because, you know what, there's so many people out there that don't have the courage to share what you're sharing. And and that's what it takes, people that are making a difference in the world.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Bye. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, today is Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, today and tomorrow. And I think we have more tickets left. So if we can do that, they'll be waiting over at VIP for you or at Will Call. But give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Frank Lopez, and we'll be right back.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to welcome Wings Over Camarillo in our for the Camarillo Air Show in our studio right now. Thank you so much, Frank, for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me over.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I just wanted to remind everybody, some conversations are not the best ones that we want to have, but long-term healthcare is definitely something we need to think about. And if you aren't sure which way to go, contact MKN Financial Group, and they will help you make decisions about long-term care as well as any other insurance questions you might have. I myself have spoken to Marcy Nunn. We've had her on the
Marcy
show.
Marcy is so easy to talk
She's
to.
She's so easy to talk to. She really gives you her opinion. She gives you advice. Even if you don't go with her, I know she'd be willing to talk to you and just sort of guide you. Give her a call at 805-644-3535, and she can help you out with long-term care, which is something we all need to think about.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. Frank just came in the studio, and of course, what do you think he's got in his hands? Some more tickets. Of course, today is the show, and of course, we're so early that we could still give out some tickets right now, and of course, tomorrow is the show, and so we're so excited about it. Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and we thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks for having me over. I volunteered about 6 years ago at the air show. I usually hang around the veterans hangar since I'm the veterans chairman at the Oxnard Elks Lodge.
Nice.
And a lot of the pilots over there at the veterans lodge are World War II guys who I used to follow about what planes they flew and studied on their histories. And they said, well, keep volunteering. So every year I come back and help them out. The air show is doing 36 years, so it has been going way before, and we've had a great flight. We had the V-22 Osprey. It's the first time it's appeared here in Camarillo. I haven't flown in that plane yet, but one of these days maybe I'll get to ride in it.
Is this like a dream for you? I mean, did you always, like when you were a little boy, did you used to dream about being, you know, in the airplanes and doing this?
It was fortunate that like my mom would bring us to the airport, and so that it's the things like, you know, when you bring a kid over and they look at the plane, and sometimes some of them get to fly in it. Like they have the EAA or the Experimental Aircraft Association. They have a program called a Young Eagle Flight, and they give kids from about 10 to 15 or till 18 years old, with the parents' consent, they can go fly.
Is that
the
EAA. Cool? Wow, I know. Yeah, your amazing. Boys would love yeah. that. My love boys that. Would love that. Yeah.
And then there's a group called the 99s, and these are all women pilot. And they focus on giving girls rides and getting them to become
Wait,
pilots too.
Can we? Can I do that? My husband always said that. I'm like, I think I'll pass, but I think it would be fun.
Now, the fun part is if you come in early in the morning before the show starts, the 99s are serving a pancake breakfast.
Oh, I'll still be there.
There you go. It's
how many calories, right?
I know. Exactly.
Okay, that just went out the window, right? But okay, so what time does the breakfast start?
The gates open at 9 o'clock for the public.
Okay, and so that's today, Saturday, and tomorrow,
Sunday. Yes.
Okay.
And catch a breakfast, talk to the 99s, and they also have a booth, and they also have a raffle, and you can ask them about how you want to learn fly or what's it like being a woman flying. And some of them are commercial pilots.
We had one of the women's on last year.
Did
and
you really?
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think of a man pilot, but women, there's tons of them, and they're doing an amazing job.
Yes.
You said, when will somebody come up with a mystery movie about whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? And then you look at, she was one of the first women who started flying, and she says, no, I'm going to go cross country. I'm going to go across the Atlantic. I'm going to go around the world.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking about Wings Over Camera Air Show. And that is today and tomorrow. And we've got such an early start that you can get over there. Doors open at 9 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
And that's a pancake breakfast. I'm telling you, go over there. Also, I don't know if you guys have any more VIP tickets left, but that was another great value. And we're so excited. We have some general admission tickets that we're going to give away right now. Give us a call. 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and you won't be sorry. So tell us, so what's your background and your responsibility in the air show?
Being a volunteer, I helped out in the media. I used to run the car museum in Oxnard, and one year they said, hey, we need some classic cars to show and have a few things. So we borrowed a few cars, talked to a few people. And then each year they said, can you get us some more cars? Can you bring this kind of a car? I'm like, okay,
so what kind of cars are going to be there?
We'll have some classic cars from all over the county. We've called the locals and said, hey, we want to bring that car again.
All those proud that's people that come and bring. It's kind of like a modeling show for your cars, right?
Yeah. One of the interesting things about mall airplanes or aircraft and cars, There was called, it's called a Potenpil. It actually used an engine of a Ford Model A, and that's an old engine, a four-cylinder, and people would trust it to actually go in an airplane and go flying in it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And this was done in the 1930s.
Unbelievable. Wow.
So there's a cross, like, people who work on airplanes or fly airplanes, they usually are working on a car also in the hangar.
That's, oh, wow, that's crazy. I wouldn't have known that. Yeah. Now, what are the, some of the headliners that we'll see today at the show?
At the show, we're going to have Vicky Benzing's going to be there, and she'll be flying at 3 o'clock, thereabouts.
Okay.
These schedules always fly. There's 15 minutes more, 15 minutes ahead.
Okay.
Judy Phelps will be one of the first people flying. She'll be flying her pits. She's been one of our local flyers. And our third one will be Chuck Aaron. This is Chuck Aaron flies the Red Bull helicopter. So
nice.
The Red Bull fans will see, like, can a helicopter actually do that flip upside down and do those things? Chuck Aaron was one of the first people to get a license in an aircraft to be able to do that stuff.
Wow, it's like an acrobat in the sky.
Yeah. But he said this is the last year he's going to do it, and then he's retiring. But the
so you have to get out there and see him today.
You want to see Chuck
this
and see
him. This is the last
hurrah for him.
He's going to be having more flights, but this is the last one he's going to do in Camarillo.
Right, okay.
He says Red Bull will still have the helicopter, but he goes like, I don't know who's going to be flying it next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's going to be promoting up to the next thing or something. Yeah. Okay, and so what time is it over? And what time? It starts at 9. What time is it till?
The show will run all the way till about 4 o'clock. And the last flight will be the last performance will be the V-22 Osprey, which is a tilt rotor aircraft. So it's not a helicopter. It's not a plane. It's somewhere in between, and it flies fast. And it's kind of big. After that, the plan is when they do, the warbirds will do one more pass. So all these changes, sometimes the engine won't start, and we're going to fly that one instead.
Oh, so they switch up depending on it. Okay, that makes me a little nervous that the engine doesn't start. Does that mean anything? Or
no, it's safety. It's like sometimes you pull the wrong lever, oops, and then you have to reset the engine,
get it started, takes too
and it
long.
Goes. Well, the show has to keep going, and the boss says, next, go. Get it covered.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now, do you fly yourself?
I go more as a passenger and as a photographer.
Okay. Now, some people are afraid to fly, so I'm sure this is very amazing for people to watch who are afraid to fly. I don't know. Kim, are you afraid to fly in an airplane?
You know, I don't really think about it. I just like to, I like my landing and my landing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like when I'm there and when I'm, it's like I don't really think about it. I kind of do a big mind over matter. Because I go to Europe, that's where my family's from, and so I never think that we're out there for 11 hours,
Right. I never even think about it. Stuff like that doesn't, it's not that it doesn't scare me, I think I just don't think that
that's
way.
That's what, I don't think
yeah,
that
I
way either,
never
yeah.
Give it a second
I don't
thought.
Think I have a, what do people call it, where you can't.
A fear of flying.
Where you get on. Yeah, no. Uh-uh, so.
And if you look at some kids have a lot easier. If they don't have a balance problem or if you don't have an ear infection, you get on the plane, you're fine, you're excited. You go on and you have an ear infection or you have a little vertigo and you're going like, uh-oh, I don't feel right and all these things. And sometimes you have a plugged sinus or something else, then you get dizzy.
I feel like that on my boat. And I'm not even off the ground, okay? Yeah. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. And again, I want to remind you, we will be here till 8 o'clock. And we've got some amazing more guests. And all of our shows are completely different. We love to talk to everybody. So
Me
I get
too.
All different guests on. And of course, we're talking with Frank Lopez right now from Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And he brought some extra tickets in. We've been giving tickets away all month long. And we're so glad to be a part of it. But again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And call us as soon as possible and leave us your name and your number. And somebody will get back with you and we'll get those tickets in your hand. So, Frank, okay, so what's going to be in the VIP tent?
In the VIP tent, or they call it the chalet.
Chalet.
You have a front row seating. You have your food. You have your beverages. You walk up. You sit down. You watch. You eat. It's a comfortable setting. You're in the
Can't
shade.
Get any better than that.
You know, something about VIP. Who does not love VIP?
I know. The word VIP just makes it feel like, yeah, I want to be there.
Exactly.
It's been the premier ticket that people want to get. And for other people, no, they want to be out in the sun. They want to walk. They want to get the food right out of the vendor's booth, keep walking, see all the toys.
Okay, let's talk about that. What food is going to be out there?
The last count, I think there was over 10 vendors. And I stopped counting already because you're like, if I eat that, I'm going to have to eat this. I'll keep eating and you'll never go.
So do you have food trucks or do you have different restaurants from the area?
So far, I think there could be food trucks, but it's usually a food booth that's set up. So I know there's going to be barbecue. There will be ribs. There will be hot dogs, the popcorn. All the things you want to see is there. And then down further in the other booths, they have people who are selling airplanes, photographs, books, all sorts of stuff.
Do you take tours through the airplanes?
Some pilots will actually have an open house like the...
Open house.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And then you ask the pilot questions about the plane, and they'll tell you a whole lot and even more. Now, we're supposed to have a C-130, which is an Air Force cargo aircraft. It'll be open. They'll be parked there. And again, depends if the crew will open the doors and guide you through. In the other air shows I've been, you go in and there's no line. Fine. If there's a line, you're waiting. But you can wait under the wings in the shade and watch the show as the planes go by.
Oh, very nice.
Very cool. You know, I know we need to take a really quick break. Frank, stay with us in the studio right now. I do want to do a giveaway right now. And we've got BJ's Restaurant. Remember we went in
there and had the
best lunch. And you know what? Give them a try. They're right off of right here in Oxnard. And we've got a gift certificate for somebody out there. Get this phone number, put it in your phone and call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I know you want to do a shout out.
I do. I want to do a shout out to Camarillo Yoga Center.
Ooh.
I have really become addicted to this and I think it's so great. I'm a very slow runner, but I am a runner and yoga definitely is the exercise that gives you that sinewy body that we all want. You know, it extends your muscles. It doesn't overstretch you, but it builds such a great core, which is so important as we get older. So I definitely, and I want everyone to check out Camarillo Yoga Center at Learn Mindfulness Meditation with Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey's actually starting a new mindfulness, and she's got one in Westlake and one in Camarillo. And so she's spreading the love all over the place. Give them
amazing.
Her phone number.
Her phone number is 484-8810. And like I said, it's Camarillo Yoga Center is the way to learn yoga, and it gives you that sense of meditation that everybody needs to sort of practice every day.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way, wherever you are, in your car, in your home, allowing us to come in your home with you. And again, I do want to remind you of our show here from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and also podcast.
Yes, if you have a smartphone, go to the podcast on the app on your phone, and then you can download the Kim Pagano Show. So you can take us wherever you are. If you're working out, driving in the car, you won't miss any of our shows.
There you go. Also, I do want to remind everybody of our next show, and we've got Janice Kaplan. She's going to be joining us. Her book is Gratitude Diaries. I just love everything that has to do with gratitude. I mean, you start your day with gratitude, and it just can't get any better than that. Also, Sandy Nierenberg is going to be coming on, talking about the Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and she's always another great lady and with some great stuff. There's nothing better than chili. In fact, Frank, is there going to be chili out there?
There could be.
Okay. See? All right. Well, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. And you know what? I'm going to throw another pair of tickets right there to the Camrio Air Show. You have it's so early that you could wake up and head over there for the pancake breakfast. And also, again, tomorrow. So definitely it is the Camrio Wings Association will host this year, correct? And tell us really about the veterans, and that's kind of somewhere that you're celebrating, correct?
We've had the hangar there for many years. Let me give you an example of one veteran. His name is Hal Wilder, and he's a resident of the Ventura Veterans Home. Hal came to train at the Mira Loma Flight Academy, which is actually Oxnard Airport, in 1943. And then one of his classmates said, "Hey, would you like to go to a dance tonight?" "Sure, let's go out to dance on the weekend." And then when he was there, he had a blind date. It turned out she was one of the Namans, one of the family members from the county. And that evening, he says, "You know, I'd like to marry you." And he came back a year later and married her.
Really? I love that story.
So, like, for the lodge, the Elks Lodge adopts veterans. They said, "You know, we've got to adopt you. You met your wife. You came, you know, you became somebody from Ventura County."
Absolutely.
By That's meeting a great her at our story. Lodge. And wow. He's just like one of the pilots that have local stories. I've met other ones. He said, "Hey, yeah, I flew over your place in the Philippines." I'm like, "Really?"
Oh, wow. So now are there a lot of veterans there that young people can meet and sort of learn about the history of the end of World War?
They have lots. They flew different aircraft. One flew a B-24 bomber. The other guys flew B-25s. Two of them are fighter pilots, like P-51s. And this is a chance to actually come and meet them, because next year, a few don't come back.
I know, and they have so many great stories to tell about our country's history. And I think it's so important for young people to really meet the people that they're reading, that live the life that they're reading about in their school books.
Yeah, and it gives them stories. Like some said, "I didn't plan to be a pilot, but they gave me the opening. My scores in math were good. I had a good coordination. I became a pilot."
That's crazy. Wow.
Crazy.
All right. How many hours do you have to get or take to become a pilot?
Well, there are different ways. They have a new license called the Light Sport. And
one of my clients is doing that.
I do not want to fly with someone who has the Light Sport license. Yeah.
maybe. I know, right? It's more like a hobby. Is that kind of a hobby one?
You get started with it, but then with all the things like now for the younger kids, they're playing on simulators. They're playing on their phone, and the technology is there to learn it. But the hands-on experience, you go get lessons. So, you know, like driving school, you can do it on a simulator. But you want to go out with somebody who'd say, "I want you to do this," and they'll tell you whether you're doing it right or wrong. So I went up with one of my friends, says, like, "Here, hold the controls. You do know how to fly." I'm like, "I'm not licensed, but I do know the theory."
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I've been hearing all those things about the drones up there. You know, that's a big problem for the pilots, correct?
Drones, you're not supposed to be flying your drones. If you own a drone, it's personal. It's like, you know, keep it in your house, keep it safe.
Right.
Don't fly into somebody else, because you can damage something and then you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But let's switch back on the veterans. This year, we have a reenactment group coming from east part of, or we call them Southern California. They're the 82nd Airborne Living History Group. They usually get together at different events in the here in California, and they'll be representing the 82nd Airborne, and they'll be setting up a display tent outside. We've got some military vehicles for them to bring into, and they'll be walking around along the airfield. There's a C-47 where the paratroopers actually jumped off, will be on display of the aircraft. And the jumpers we have this year will be doing a skydiving opening for the show and start the show for us.
Oh, I love that. That will be great to see.
Yeah, that's very cool. What time is that going to be so we don't miss that? Do you have any idea?
It's on the program. And when the program starts, let's see, 12 o'clock.
So we still have time to get over there.
Very good. Frank, we so appreciate you being a part of our show today. I can't wait to get out there. I am going to be out there. And again, we've got a couple pairs of tickets. Call in right now. If you haven't already bought your tickets or you want to take another couple or your friends or your kids, we want you to be out there and support the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And again, it's for today, August 22nd and 23rd. And you're going to have an incredible time out there. So again, give us a call here at 805-419-0008. And we've got a whole nother hour coming up, but we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. When you know better, you do better. So maybe that applies to flying.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks a lot for having us over.
You got it. All right. Stay with us. You are going to be listening to our next hour. And again, I am so excited that you're here starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and planning. To purchase tickets, visit www.camarillochilicookoff.com.